Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I think we're back now. We got a little bit of sound. So if you're listening to us, 657-383-0944, I do apologize again and again, but we find ourselves sometimes in these predicaments where we just can't help ourselves. But we're back now, and let's see if we can get our co-host to call back in here. Let's see. Bear with me there. We're going to get him to call back in. And hopefully we can get St. Louis back again there, who we lost as well in the melee here. So, again, 657-383. We were talking from the topic, how to build a beloved community. That's where we were. And my computer had some issues. So, so we were just trying to manage it all here the best we can. And let's see. Okay, that's Facebook. Let's go live here. All righty, that's going to start here in just a second. And I think we'll get Pastor Waller back here. 7:37 here on Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. And let me apologize to my listening audience. I had some sort of technical issue here where things just shut down on us here. And but we're back now. And if you're following us on Facebook, give us a call here, 657-383-0944. That's the number to call into the studio. I'd love to engage you in this conversation about how to build a beloved community. We would love to, again, be able to engage each and every one of you all. We would, like I say, we're dealing with these little unexpected difficulties. And that's life. That's life. That's what the people say. Shot down in June or something about in May. Let's see. Let's call Gwen here. Let's see. If we can get them on here. All right, we're doing something here. Let's see here. So we were talking, beloved, about building a beloved community. And I started in the monologue explaining Dr. King and how Dr. King was a student of a fellow by the name of...
Please leave your message for
61549. A Josiah Royce. And he was the person that initially introduced the concept. But Dr. King popularized it as he was promoting the civil rights movement and trying to advance the cause of unity and equality and peace for everybody as American citizens. His focus wasn't just on Negroes, as they were aptly called at the time, but it was on everybody. You know, if you were poor, if you were homeless, you were destitute, it didn't matter if you were black or white. In fact, the Poor People's Campaign modeled that. There were poor whites that came from as far as Arkansas and Mississippi and Tennessee, Georgia, Texas, Louisiana, to Washington, D.C. for the Poor People's Campaign. And sadly, the day that Dr. King was supposed to show up himself, he was assassinated. And unfortunately, the effort itself seemed to have fallen by the wayside. But he preached and taught about building a beloved community where everybody was somebody. But that took responsibility. That wasn't going to just pop out of the sky. It required blacks, whites, Hispanics, and every other ethnicity to agree that as Americans, we live by these traditions, we live by our constitutionality, and we live by the promise inculcated in the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. And I shared what that was, and I'll do it again here. And hopefully we can get you to give us a call here, 657-383-0944. Guys, if you're listening on Facebook, we've been having some issues. So if you want to give us a call in the studio, we'd love to have you. One of the things that I pointed out was the fact that the concept of a beloved community where you get rid of poverty, hatred, bigotry, prejudice, racism, discrimination, I believe, and I want you to consider that the framers of the Constitution got at that or tried to take a stab at that when they wrote the preamble to the Constitution. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, right? There be unity to establish what is just and right for us all, to ensure domestic peace, tranquility, provide for the common defense. That's everybody, irregardless of where you come from, what your experience was. Provide to promote, the general welfare of everyone. See? To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterities. And go on to say we do establish this Constitution. I pointed out as well that what's key is that when we talk about the statement, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men, citizens, are created equal and endowed by their creator. Consider, I want you to really think about that. I know that there's arguing about whether or not that applied to women. There are people who challenge the notion that that applied to African Americans today. I've grown up black all my life, grew up in poverty in a big city, Chicago. I can appreciate why some people would say that life hadn't been no crystal stair for them. Things hadn't always been easy, hadn't always been right or fun, right? I get it. And I began earlier in the midst of our technical difficulty talking about the fact that I recognize that America has some stains in her history. 246 years old. But not perfect. Here's the thing, though, beloved. You and I, as American citizens, and you got a right to leave if you don't want to. I'm not telling you have to, but you got that right. But here, as American citizens, we have the opportunity to make the nation what it is. Right? We can look at the past. We can learn from it. But we have an opportunity to make things better for, if nobody else, ourselves, starting with ourselves, and then support others in the process. I'm convinced that Dr. King's concept of a beloved community can be achieved, but it takes people to do it. The government can't do that. The government cannot mandate or legislate these moral changes that are necessary. It has to come from us. We have to agree that I'm not looking to be at odds with anybody. I'm not trying to have a conflict. I'm willingly coming to seek a proactive, positive end in unity and respect for my fellow American citizens. Some people would argue that America should just be torn down. Well, now, personally, I'm going to say stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. No, no. I live here, and this is where I've lived all my life, raised my children and my family. If you don't like it, I respect that too, but respect the fact that it's mine. Mine as well. And I don't want you tearing nothing up, especially nothing of mine. Okay? If we can be reasonable like that, we can get somewhere. Are you with me? We can go somewhere. We can do something. We can make a difference. Because one thing about it is there are no laws that said that you can't believe how you want to. Uh-uh. In fact, there's discouragement in trying to have the government to create a law or enact a law that changes or stop what an individual's individual preference or belief. It has to do with life, liberty, and what you determine to be your pursuit of happiness, you see. And so there are a number of factors here as we think about it. And if we're wise, we just may be able in the next 50 years really set some things straight. I talked about earlier how in America, in the political arena, there are two major parties, political parties, Democrats, Republicans. And I respect everybody's position there for whatever your leaning or affiliation is. But please, let's understand something. Even when individuals are elected to office to serve, they should serve everybody that's a part of their constituency, not just the will and interest of one party, you see. And I understand that, you know, that's the political arena. Heaven knows I've been there. I get it. I get it. But this is one of the things, coupled with an agenda by a media or something, that causes people to be pitted against one another. We're still dealing with the pandemic, right? I'm hoping to see it become labeled as an endemic, but something as serious as that became politicized. And goodwill people seem to be looking at one another crazy upside the head. For one thing or another. Looks like my podcast is about to go out there. And if it does, we'll start another one, okay? In fact, let's go ahead and do that. And let's go ahead and keep the Facebook going here.